from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Conn, I'm broadcasting live from WFAN Studios in New York. What's going on, guys?
What's up? Can you hear
What's
us?
Happening?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Damn.
I can hear. I can't hear any other than production, but I can hear you too.
Yeah. It does sound like, is Rob in like the late night studio where it's like, hey, it's the night light with Rob Long?
That's because it's the whole state of mind. He's in New York City.
I'm right next to Amy Lawrence. The studio next to Amy Lawrence.
Hey, Rob, it's good to hear from you, man.
Are you on Hudson Street?
Hudson Street. Yeah, that's not my entrance, though. My entrance was Greenwich, because the way they're redoing the building, you can't enter on Hudson.
Yeah, that's where we used to have our intelligence division. Used to be in that building.
Yeah. They told me the wrong floor. Mm-hmm. They told me the 12th floor. And I got up there to say Google Securities. I said, I don't think I'm broadcasting live from Google. And the word securities is scaring me right now. Maybe it's cameras.
You mean remote broadcast work?
So I... Wow. Sun's not out. We don't need the shade.
Yeah, I'm going to open this window even though Rob's out here.
Sun's not out yet, eh? We don't need shade. But I just ran on that thought because I heard a guy say, well, I'm going to the 10th floor. I said, well, I wonder what's on the 10th floor. I hit the 10th floor, came down, bam, WFAN.
See, and that's like me when I was playing ball, Rob. I tell the guys, I'm going up to the 12th floor, but I'm dropping you off at the 10th. That's when I would throw down back in the day,
dude,
you know.
Will you stop? What? Either your heel or your toes were getting off the ground. Not both of them at the same time.
It's cold.
It ain't wrong.
I didn't say it was wrong.
You weren't getting both of them off the ground at the same time. You know that.
These days, I'm not getting anything off the ground. So.
I can't even get both feet off the ground.
Stephanie asked me one day. She said, well, some of my friends were around. It made reference to I could run. Stephanie said, you were fast. I said, yep, but nowadays I'm not going anywhere in a hurry.
Yeah, man, I was too young to be telling those stories about how good I used to be. It's like, come on, man. And then the same thing, like, you know, getting back from San Francisco, I was texting Ed because I was going through some of the same problems he was with the sciatica, and I was miserable out there. It seemed like everything was uphill. We'd leave a place where we just walked uphill, and it's like, how do we get back home? We got to go uphill more. And it's like, what are you talking about? I couldn't
walk both ways uphill.
Everything in San Francisco, it's uphill.
It's ridiculous. It's really uphill. It was really cool. I mean, there's a lot of great stuff we can bring back from it.
You talk about your past. The best part is, I have the photo of me I've shown you when I was training with boxing. Mm-hmm. So I'm just in boxing trunks, you know, topless, shirt off. And I showed this to somebody. I said, yeah, I was an amateur boxer. And I just have to show the photo. He goes, who's that? I go, that's me. You know, really, who is that? No, really, that's me. It's like, bastard.
It's like,
Kids have a way of letting you know you're old.
Yeah. I think body has a way of letting you know you're old.
We was kind of stuck on a train headed up here last night. So I just did a lot of reading. I saw this USA Today stadium ranking. Ranking the 30 stadiums in the National Football League, because a couple of people share stadiums.
Yeah, the Chargers and the Giants and Jets, Chargers and Rams.
Yeah. So the lowest rated stadium was Commander Stadium down in D.C.
Shocker.
M&T Bank Stadium was rated 16th.
Okay.
Yeah. As someone who grew up in Maryland, the nicest thing I can say about M&T Bank Stadium is that it's absolutely not FedEx Field.
Right. I do. Do you still have the list? I'm curious who would want like the 1, 2, 3, the top.
I give it to you right now. Yeah, I pulled the list up. I actually saved it for myself just in case. Let me find it. The number. What do you want? Top five?
Yeah, that'd be good.
I'll give you top five. Let's go to number five right now. Number five, Lucas Oil Stadium.
Really?
Yep, home of the Indianapolis Colts, for those of you who do not know that.
It looks like a gigantic spaceship now.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. Wind tunnel problems. You open a door and the other one slams. Yeah. It's weird.
You start talking about some of these domes, and I know the ones that have retractable roofs are probably up in the top five of this list.
Yeah, you don't let me finish it? Top five, I'll let you know?
Yeah, please.
Number four, the Allegiant Stadium. Las Vegas Raiders.
So, Ed, the thing about Lucas Oil Stadium is...
Number three, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah.
Number two, SoFi Stadium, home of the Chargers and Rams. And number one, all of the rest of them are relatively new, except number one, Lambeau Field.
See, I knew they were going to do that.
This is what pisses me off about that list, because they take the nostalgia of the league and make it number one. Fine.
Mm-hmm.
But the other teams or the other cities on your list for their stadiums, they're all domes, retractable roofs, warm weather cities. So you're going to tell me that being comfortable matters, except for the number one, because it's so old and everyone wants to go
there.
Don't
they have like bench seating?
They do.
Old college stadium?
I think there's parts of body parts that are still there frozen from the ice bowl.
Stuck to the seat.
1967.
How'd you spend your weekend, Ed?
Screaming in pain, mostly.
Nice. But, did you open up the dungeon?
I wish. I can't catch them now.
Wow, that's awful.
Wow.
Oh, man. It's funny.
I didn't do too much. A lot of rain. Rain kind of canceled. I was supposed to do a lot of outdoor stuff, and then they got canceled because of potential rain. Then it did rain. It was just stuff like that. It was okay. Okay weekend.
Yeah, I'm still getting used to Rob coming back from the West Coast. Like, I've never been out to California back this way and then trying to get used to the time difference. Plus, we flew a red eye back, so we landed at 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, all right, I got therapy at 11. I didn't cancel it. And then I had to get my dog and settle everything. And I'm looking, I was like, I'm just not going to bed, I guess. Because I couldn't sleep on the flight home. So long story short, like trying to manage everything, I feel like I'm finally back to normal now, whatever normal is for me, coming back from San Francisco. But we did see a dude took a dump in the middle of the street or in the middle of the sidewalk. It was fantastic. And
while you were there?
Yes.
Oh.
And the best part about that was that I started looking around at everyone else because so many people are on their phone not paying attention. And Rob, some dude he missed it by a half an inch. He was so lucky. It looked like he was on his way to work in his suit and everything. And I'm like, oh, my God, how do you explain you got bum poo on your foot?
Bum poo.
It's just like,
ugh. You know, it's weird. I bet no one said a word because it's just normal there.
Yeah, so I was just telling somebody else, it's really, I feel like I'm fine in most situations. It's really uncomfortable when you turn a corner and you see 40 homeless people.
Yeah.
It's like, and I'm not even trying to be.
It's like the end of the world.
You can imagine how somebody can be intimidated to give them something. And people.
That's how it is in San Fran?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like that everywhere.
I've been a lot of places. I've never been to San Francisco.
It's beautiful, man.
I just never desired to go.
Destroying it, though.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful city, but they've let it go and it's destroyed.
I mean, once you go down, Oracle Park is beautiful. I still like Camden Yards, but I see what everyone loves about it. It was fantastic. We got to watch Chris Sale and Blake Snell pitch a 1-0, 10-inning game.
Right.
And down on the water looking at everything, but as soon as you look up at the city and you realize everything's going uphill, you're going, this is weird. It's really weird.
And
like
twisty
this style
uphill,
of life.
Too.
Yeah. So just kind of an interesting experience, but I'm still getting back on track.
Was it cold through the day?
So when we landed, it was freezing when we got there. And I'm like, oh, my God, I got to bring my hoodie everywhere I went. And everywhere I went, it was perfect weather for me. I didn't need it, but I understand why people say it's cold there. Because at night, it can definitely get to that point.
Yeah.
We're down on the water.
Albert Suarez and Mr. Povich showed well this weekend. We'll talk about that at 6:30, but on the other side, Bird split a series with the Boston Red Sox. Orioles baseball up next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
6:15 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan, broadcasting live from WFAN in New York City. Fellas are back in Baltimore holding it down there.
You don't know. You don't know where we are.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I absolutely know, based on the comment you made earlier. But listen, we talked about this, Ed, when Jeremy was playing I'm a Traveling Man in San Fran. Going into this series against the Boston Red Sox, when we last did the show, they won. They beat the Boston Red Sox on Thursday. We were talking about that, set up the last three games. And we both agreed that, you know, you want to win three out of four, and there's two split in the series. Meh.
Well, I think for the Orioles, it's not as much. For the Red Sox, it's kind of more of a punch in the mouth because they didn't make up any ground. For the Orioles, I mean, it's okay. It's not like, you know, they didn't lose anything. They stayed exactly where they are. So it's like, it's all right. I think
that's what meh is for me. It's okay. It's not a losing a series, but just I think, Jeremy, just as much as Boston wants to get closer, you want to push them back.
Yeah. The other thing I'd say about this series in particular is, like, I feel like everything kind of went how you thought it was going to go except for the Corbin Burns start. Like, you know, when you were looking at the matchups, you're probably saying, okay, we're favored in all four games, which you should be. You're the one you'll be the biggest favorite in is the Burns game, and of course he didn't look good. He didn't have it that night, but those things. I mean, look, it's going to happen, and I've said this
about career high in runs and hits.
Yeah, and like it's just so funny because now people are like, oh, I don't trust Burns in the postseason. I'm going,
come on,
you guys got to be kidding me with this nonsense. Like, people here are never happy with anything, and I've turned into the Trevor Rogers defense. Like, I even said I wasn't. I didn't think the trade was great, but I want to see how it goes before I sit here and cast off somebody. So it's been kind of weird with some how some of the guys have been playing. But anytime you get a 4-game set, Rob, you have to be happy with splitting it. I understand if you were playing the White Sox, you'd want to win that series or even sweep them. But we just saw what happened to the Yankees when they went.
No, I'm not happy. No. I don't think I should be happy with splitting it. I can take splitting it. I'm happy with winning three. I'm thrilled with winning all four.
I'll take it.
It's
I think you're
loss.
Being greedy. That's my opinion. Like, I think you're being greedy when it comes to a 4-game set. And you've seen baseball. How many 4-game sets wind up 2-2? Like, it's just, it's the
but
norm.
Jeremy, to say I should be happy with I don't think I should be. I can accept it. I can accept it. But I'm not going to say I should be happy with splitting a 4-game series at home.
But I think you should be, with all things considered.
Like, that's fine.
Who's playing great baseball right now?
No one.
Who?
Absolutely no one. I mean, the only team that's with over 500 record in the division is the last place Toronto Blue Jays. They won 6 out of the last 10. Everybody else except Boston is 5 out of 5. Boston's 4 out of the last 10.
Hmm. Yeah, look.
So everybody's playing poorly.
No, I get
you look it. At the, you look at the Central. You know, they're 3 teams, 6-4 on the last 10. The hottest team in all the American League are the Houston Astros. They won 9 out of the last 10. There's nobody else in the American League that's hot. I got to be honest with you, take it one step farther. There are 3 teams in the National League that's better than 6-4 in the last 10.
And are they all losing teams?
No. You got the Dodgers at 7-3.
Okay.
Padres at 7-3. And the Milwaukee Brewers. So actually, all the playoff contenders.
I got news for that. National League looks a little bit more wide open with how the Phillies have been playing. And I understand the Dodgers won 7 out of their last 10, as Rob was pointing out. But what, Glasnow just got hurt again. You have a bunch of Walker Buehler's coming back. They finally got Mookie Betts back, so the offense is looking better. But yeah, man, I think the National League is looking a little bit more wide open with this, especially with the way the Brewers have been playing. And if people haven't paid attention, the Diamondbacks have been killing it, too.
You don't think the American League is wide open?
I do, but I still go back to the same thing I said. Like, I'm going to be shocked if the representative is not Houston, New York, or Baltimore.
Yeah.
And I know, look, I'm giving you 3 teams out of 7, but I just don't. I think Cleveland's good, but their pitching's banged up, so I don't trust it in the postseason. But they have the best bullpen in baseball, so they can make some things happen. But the other teams, no. I'm sorry. Boston, you want to talk about any of the teams in the Central that if the Royals make their run, Seattle? Yeah.
White Sox are eliminated already.
It's crazy, man.
They're eliminated. I cannot make the playoffs.
Yeah, we knew that before the beginning of the season. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you feel about it, Rob, because I got a chance to see Rob down at the stadium yesterday, and it's a really good win seeing how everything played out. And you're hoping they have something to build off of. But what? They need to beat the Yankees one more time to have that tiebreaker, right, for the regular season. But we all kept talking about how the Yankees had an easy schedule in August, or at least I did on all the shows I was going on. And you look at it, they're scheduled. I mean, they got beat up by the White Sox. They got beat up by the Tigers, you know. So,
no, you weren't the only one talking about it. It was national news. I mean,
watching
MLB Network, and they were saying this is the Yankees' chance to kind of pull away from the Orioles in the month of August.
Yep.
Has not happened. Today, we wake up on August the 19th. They're still tied for first place in the AL East.
Mm-hmm. So, look, these division runs are going to be fun. I started thinking about how ridiculous some of the fans have been. Like, everything is something negative. You win, it's still something negative.
Oh, the video yesterday of them celebrating 10 years service time.
For James McCann.
Yeah, James McCann. How it's broken down to where no one's paying attention. Largely Adley Rutschman, because he's looking off to the side. You know what James McCann's locker is in relationship to Adley Rutschman in that video?
Next
to the right, where he was looking. He was looking. He kept looking at Hyde, looking to the right. He wasn't looking away from Hyde as much as he was looking to McCann.
Well,
McCann's locker is to his right. So if I'm talking about this man who has 10 years of service time, and so if I look at Hyde the whole time and never at McCann, now is he upset with McCann because he's splitting time as a catcher with him?
So, Rob, for people that maybe don't know the story, so this video came out of Hyde giving credit to McCann for getting 10 years in the league. So there are a lot of people that think that the team is out on – correct me if I'm wrong, Rob. The team is out on Hyde. They're not paying attention. They phased him out because of that
video. And also, they're not as gung-ho as they've been in the years past.
And did you see Gunnar's home run and then go look at the dugout yesterday and tell me these guys aren't everybody's in on it.
But like, this is what gets me, Ed. Like, the guy asked me, and he wasn't one that went off. Someone asked me, do you think the clubhouse is different with Hyde? Basically, I'm paraphrasing it. I said, no. So this one guy just piles on me, calls me a homer. I said, no. The question was posed to me because you only have the video. I'm in the clubhouse. I think he asked me as a person that's in the clubhouse, not a homer, a pro. And the guy who asked the question came back and said, exactly. So you all want to build your narratives based on what? Reality TV has taken over your lives. The way you think, because reality TV ain't reality. You know what I mean? So you take 20 seconds, 30 seconds of a clip, and that is the relationship between Hyde and his players. You don't see when the camera's not rolling, when he walks through and he stops at individual's locker and has the same conversations that he had when you all thought everything was great in the locker room. You don't see that. What you also don't understand, as far as that fire you're talking about, that was a team last year who probably exceeded the expectations versus a team this year who's been there, done that. So the reaction naturally may be a little different.
Yeah, and you know the other part of this too is like I'm not saying Hyde's devoid of criticism because people have picked him apart for decisions in the bullpen. But even when he makes what could be deemed the right decision, because everybody's like, oh, you can't pitch that guy, you can't pitch that guy. And then all of a sudden you put in somebody like Birch or you put in someone else and then they get blown up and you're like, why did you go to him? I mean, what are you doing? That's the guy you wanted him to go to every time. You don't get to switch it
now. It's like afterwards. When he made the decision and nobody liked it. I didn't like it, but it worked. When he pinch hit for Gunnar and Jackson.
I don't know anybody that liked that.
Right. However, the pinch hitter walks in a run.
Colton and Jackson, right? Or are you talking about this weekend?
No, the everyone was outraged a couple weeks ago.
That was Colton Jackson, yeah. Because if it was Gunnar Jackson, we all have been outraged.
Yeah, like, what the hell? What kind of numbers do you have against that guy?
You would have, listen, the pinch hitter could have had a grand slam home run for Gunnar, Ed. You would have been outraged.
And the funniest part of this reality stuff is the only reality TV is sports.
Yeah.
This is reality TV. All that other stuff is nonsense. It's scripted. I mean, this is real life stuff. There are ups and downs, and he didn't lose the clubhouse. And it's like, it's so, people are just, and you know what the problem is? You get swayed by a percentage of people. It's tiny.
Yeah.
Tiny. The negative. The real loud negative minority. Ones. It's like radio shows.
Yeah.
I mean, only 1% of our listeners call. I mean, that's a fact.
We had selfie day yesterday at the stadium, and we walk on the warning track taking selfies with the Birdland members who were able to come down there. And you're right. I probably had, and honestly, and I'm not exaggerating, about 20 people who say, I listen every morning, I just don't call in. And I'm not exaggerating on that number, probably about 20 people. So what does that really represent? That represents the majority of your listeners.
Absolutely.
Well, the other thing about just looking at the games and how everything's come down, like to me, yesterday is one of those things where you're watching how everything's breaking down in the game and they're kind of controlling it. We saw, and I know we're going to talk about it later, Suarez looked great yesterday. Yeah, Povich looked really good. And I'll still tell you why Suarez can't start for me in the postseason. I don't care if he throws a shutout the rest of the year. He cannot start for me in the postseason.
Well, I'm glad you said that because that's exactly what we're going to talk about next, our barbershop topic of the day. Suarez, 17 and two-thirds scoreless innings in his last three starts. Povich, all he does is go 6 1/3, giving up 2 earned runs. Have you changed your mind about either of these two? Our barbershop topic of the day up next on The Fan.
Only one place can dissect today's pressing headlines.
You see that right there? That mean I got Sin Rorty.
The Big Man Barbershop.
Sin Rorty.
105.7 The Fan.
6:31 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. I'm at the WFAN studios in New York here for the Orioles-Mets series. Now, we've been talking about this for quite some time, guys, because, you know, we become arrogant Oriole fans when we start talking playoffs and spring training.
We should.
So we start talking about what our big three in the playoffs is, and then when the injuries came, we shuffled it around. And as it stands right now, unanimously, we want Corbin Burns and Zach Eflin as part of the three-man rotation for the playoffs. And we're hoping to have Grayson Rodriguez, and by the way, he threw off the mound, he threw the other day, I should say, Looks like he's on the road to recovery. But after that, you, beyond a shadow of a doubt, Jeremy, have no trust for Albert Suarez to be in that role. And with all understanding, none of us wanted Cade Povich.
Yeah.
To the listener who called in the other day and said Cade Povich needs to come back up and be in the rotation, call in today. you were spot on, and we want to get the lottery number for you today.
Well, I'm just wondering if that, like, with all due respect to that guy, if that's just a little bit of luck, too, because what we'd seen from Povich, you don't know if a guy's going to get sent down and start pitching better. We all know Povich has major league stuff. He nibbles too much, like a lot of young pitchers. So maybe he's turned the corner, but
he didn't nibble Saturday.
No, he looked really good, and it seemed like he found, for lack of a better term, his confidence out there, and you hope that continues. But again, we don't know if that's going to be at the major league level or not.
And he had 19, he recorded 19 outs on only 89 pitches. 6 strikeouts, no walks.
Yeah. It was spectacular.
It was.
Spectacular.
And it's like, so let me throw my reason for Suarez at you. And I think you guys.
We'll get to Suarez. Let's go to Povich, though. I mean, have you changed your stance on Povich? Not so much about the playoffs, but in general. Is he a guy that you believe can help you out down the stretch?
I think it all depends. If he's going to help you out down the stretch, it's going to have to be with the bullpen. I can't see him as a starter here in the postseason unless there's just a ton of injuries. Because I can't rely on a rookie that we've seen limited success from to start for me in the postseason.
I'd have to see a couple more starts.
But I've never changed my mind on Povich and thinking the guy can't be a major league player. How often do we see guys come up? Jackson Holliday, Kobe Mayo. We'll have to see what it looks like the second time around. But like, come Adley up Rutschman. And struggle.
All of them did.
Gunner struggled a little bit. I mean, you had
Adley did. Gunner did.
So again, you got to give these guys opportunities to fail and see how they're going to react to failing. Some of them will just flame out. Other ones will flip the script on you.
Now, and your opinion about Povich?
Pretty much the same as Jeremy's. I think I like him. I don't know if I have enough faith in him to be a fourth or fifth starter going into the postseason. I just have to see a little more because I want to see consistency. It's kind of how we feel about Kramer, I guess. I know he can do it, but sometimes it just doesn't look that good.
He's not a fan of the mixed morning show? Oh, you're talking about... Never mind. Sorry, Rob.
I told you, though. He looks like the son of God. He's got that going for him. So.
He does. That going
for him. My opinion of Povich, I want to see it again.
Well, you have to.
I don't trust him. I didn't trust him before. I want to see it again. Yeah.
We're all on the same page.
Yeah. But I think you all had a little more faith in him from the beginning than I did.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's what the phone call was all about on Friday, the fact that I showed no faith in him. So I got
to
see it again.
Well, I mean, look, the comment, with all due respect to the caller, the comment of saying you need to bring Cade Povich back up, there was nothing that said that he was the answer for you. Mm-hmm. He got a spot start because of injuries and wanting to push guys back. And, you know, when that happened, it gave him an opportunity to showcase himself, and he pitched really well against a Red Sox team that I think is a very pesky team, especially if you let them on base. They're going to steal bases. Yeah. So, look, it was a nice start, but you still have to see more from him. And you could see why his name was brought up in some of those trade discussions, that a losing team would want to take a chance on letting him work it out at the major league level. The Orioles are at that point where you can't let that happen.
Now, on the other side, I'm sorry, man. Albert Suarez has been doing it for a while. You realize his last 5 starts, his last 5 outings, 4 2/3, giving up 3 runs, came in relief, not very good, 1 2/3, giving up 3 runs. And then after that, he was thrown back into the rotation with a short notice in Toronto, 5 innings, no runs, 2 hits, 6 strikeouts, 2 walks. Then came back that Sunday at Tampa, 6 2/3, no runs, 4 hits, 5 strikeouts, 1 walk. And then yesterday, a week later, 6 innings, no runs, 7 hits, 6 strikeouts, no walks. Ed, have you changed your opinion on Albert Suarez?
No, I always liked Suarez. I've liked him since, I mean, I'm the one that was kind of gushing. I think it's such a great story. I think he's a great guy. I think his time out of baseball probably, I know better than most what it's like to have a fall in life and be humbled by it and come back and really appreciate what you have. I think that's what happened with him. And I think clearly he's got the talent. I mean, he was downright dominant. So, I mean, I haven't changed my opinion. I still have faith in him. I don't know if he's going to be a starter, but right now I don't think we have a choice. So, yeah.
Now, Jeremy, you and I had the same opinion. No, thank you. Okay, I see what he's doing, but no, thank you. I will be I have to admit that the last three outings combined have sort of changed my opinion about him. This guy has a determination that's off the charts.
Yeah, but hell no to the no, no, no. He ain't starting a playoff game for me. I'm sorry. Like, the guy looks really good. I want him in the bullpen. And one of the reasons why, and I think you guys will understand this, watching him, he tends to have, like, three up, three down, three up, three down. And yep. All of a sudden you're like, all right, there's two guys on the base. Like, his whip's not terrible. There's mm-hmm. nothing about it that's terrible. But in watching his games, and you got to understand, too, in the postseason, you get two guys on with one out, you're thinking about pulling your starting pitcher, especially a guy that has no track record. Mm-hmm. And that's what concerns me. I think he's a very difficult guy to manage in the postseason because when things are going great, okay. But there were other times yesterday when you're watching the game and there's two on and you're going, how the hell is Houdini getting out of this one? You know, and
but he finds a way.
Yeah, he did. But I can't, like, I know, again, I'm not
But because of the playoffs, you're saying there's no way.
I just can't, man. Like, talking about his track record in a small sample size and what we've seen this year, is he more of that player or is he more of the other guy? That's why I said he's there. I want him on the postseason roster. I want him in the bullpen. Face your three batters. If something goes wrong, maybe he faces more.
Well, you know what else is a positive with him, which probably would help if he came in the postseason with the runners on? He's one of the only pitchers we have that can hold a runner.
Yeah.
Only guy we have that actually can hold runners on first.
It's fair, but like, I'm still looking at it. I've heard people say that Eflin's going to be their best pitcher. And I'm like, wait, have you guys...
Anyway, Burns is done.
Yeah.
He's done?
There's so many of these things that get floated out there. But Eflin, Burns, Rodriguez, those are your three guys. If you have a fourth game, I'm probably going to Kramer or somebody like...
Oh, Kramer, probably,
or some other logical decision there. And keeping Suarez where he can help the team on a daily basis in the postseason as opposed to being a starter. I think that's what he's more meant for. At least, that's just my opinion. I know a lot of people are going to disagree with me. And the numbers are going to, you know, back up their opinions. But in watching it, I can't, man.
Maybe sign Palmer to a contract. Just for the postseason.
Yeah. So, say that again, Ed.
Maybe you could sign Palmer for the postseason.
Hey, let him come in and just kind of deal. That's the whole point of it. So, all right, we're going to get to more of this. We'll take some calls with our barbershop topic. Are you guys in on Suarez? I know I'm going to be in the minority with how he's been pitching. Mm-hmm. But I'm just if you've watched any of these younger guys or guys that didn't have the great track record, and they get to the second inning and the first two batters go... The bullpen starts warming up. Yeah. It's a postseason. You can't take any chances. Mm. That's why I think he's way more valuable on a daily basis in coming out and facing three batters than he is starting one game. I can't have it. I don't care what his numbers look like.
Won't do it.
Nope. Can't do it. Can't win with him. All right. So we're going to take some phone calls. 410-583-1057. Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris, Rob Long. It's the Big Bad Morning Show right here on The Fan.
6:46 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Our barbershop topic of the day. Suarez, 17 2/3 scoreless innings, his last three starts. Povich with an outstanding start on Saturday as well. Jeremy, I want to throw this out there because my mic went crazy and I couldn't make the point when you were talking about it. You're 100% right. That's normally how I feel about Suarez. He's tight roping. But his last three starts have been different. He only gave up a leadoff single, allowed a leadoff runner on base twice yesterday. One time was his final inning. He did have one tightrope inning. That was the fourth inning. He gave up, led off the inning with two straight singles. And that's why I changed my stance on him, because I feel like you're having fewer tightrope moments from him his last three starts.
Yeah, and look, there's no arguing that, but as soon as you have that one, it's right back in your mind again. I just don't – maybe it's this is very unfair to Albert Suarez because he is having a really good season. I can't have the guy start a playoff game.
I don't think it's unfair. I think it's a valid point. Look, I mean, you know, we disagree on the two, but I think it's a valid point.
I mean, you could sit here and go, let's go over his major league stats for the last 7 years. Oh, wait a minute. There's nothing there. And then, so we don't know what type of player he is. Did they just find lightning in a bottle? The Orioles have done that.
Have you ever seen The Natural?
Yeah. Go get me Wonder Boy. Yeah, but the other part of this, Rob, too, this isn't me knocking Suarez. I just think he's way more valuable in the bullpen for what he's been doing this year. And, you know, hats off to him yesterday, no walks. So you start looking at it, yeah, you had seven base runners. They all earned it by getting a hit and getting on base, and he kept it to a minimum with a lot of singles there as well. But I just think it's very difficult on a manager that especially everyone's questioning his moves of the bullpen and everything he's going to do, pinch hitting. You're going to get questioned all throughout the year, and now you're putting him in a situation with a guy that, I mean, he does put guys on base, and he gets out of jams, but I don't know that you're going to trust him to get out of jams.
That's changed, because now he's not walking anybody.
Well, I still don't – look, it's three games. It's not enough of a sample size for me. I'm sorry, but
– it's not sample size. It's not a larger sample size, but it is a trend. Want to hear from you. Have you changed your stance on guys like Suarez and Povich? Let's go out to the phone lines. Baltimore, Mike. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
All right. Man, I've been a Suarez fan all year, man. I haven't changed my stance. I'm all for him. I mean, he had a couple of Rafi outings, you know, earlier, whatever.
Man, y'all are crazy. Y'all are crazy.
I really like the dude. I mean, the whole story of him, you know, what he's given us, you know, it's been a real bonus. And I have more confidence in Suarez than I do in Kramer, to tell you the truth, man. So, you know, I haven't changed my stance. I like the guy. And, you know, it doesn't worry me at all. And are y'all in New York?
I'm in New York.
Oh, Rob, you're in? Oh, watch the Outdoor Wizard now, okay, Rob?
Watch the what?
Yeah, buddy. The Outdoor Nature Call.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mike. 410-583-1057. Let's go to Timonium and get Jack.
Hey, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Just wanted to say how happy I am about the Orioles and their new ownership. The only thing I want to ask, can they hire John Miller and Joe Angel back? Because the radio is basically unlistenable, and I'll leave it there.
We hear people say this all the time. Like, I like our broadcast teams, and I know some of the guys aren't on our airwaves. The only thing I have a problem with is their pre and post that the Orioles have on Masson. They need to fix that quick. I'm kidding. I'm just busting Rob's balls. But no, like, you hear this all the time, and it's all preference, guys, and who you like to listen to. And I get it. There are certain people that you're not a fan of. And John Miller, you can go back, Joey, they were great. There's a reason why one of them's retired. The other one's in San Francisco. He ain't going anywhere. But you're not bringing them back. I think our television and radio broadcasts are good.
This isn't even our station. I think they do a good job. Yeah. Again, it's subjective.
Rob, would you like to crap on any of your peers?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely. That's why I didn't even respond to it.
Well, I'm trying to pick it up. Like, there's so much negativity in this damn city when it comes down to it, man. Nobody's ever happy with anything with the Orioles.
Well, it's always got to be a conjunction. But, it's always got to be something. I said yesterday, and I said it to the PR staff. At first, when they told us they wanted us to go out and do this selfie day with people, I'm like,
of course.
So as I'm walking around the warning track, and you're taking selfies with everybody, you feel all the positive energy that goes along with personal contact. See, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Did you see the thing that I sent Rob? Because this was, or sent to the group, because this was him. He's talking about doing this selfie thing. What's the first thing you notice when someone tries to approach you? The audacity.
I was perfect. It was perfect.
You want me to take a selfie with this person? Fine.
No, but it was great because all you get is the social media, you know, keyboard commandos and all these other guys. But then when you get face-to-face with people, you realize they had to spend the energy to come there to take a selfie with you. Yeah. It's not sitting there with your phone or at a keyboard. It takes no effort at all. Someone to come there, to be there, to take a picture with you, that's effort.
And the other thing I want to say, like, there's nothing wrong with people criticizing their team. But when you see it online and you start to go through somebody's tweets or their Facebook posts, mm-hmm. and you're like, this a-hole's negative about every single game. Nothing can go right.
Every time someone's like that, you go through their history. It's the people that complain about a restaurant. I remember somebody down here made it, you know, a racial thing. I went through his whole history. Everywhere he's ever eaten
was racist.
Had a problem of some sort. Yeah. Some were racial. Some were the food sucked. Some was this. They were rude. Like, every post he ever made, like,
we're probably talking about one of the same people that I just muted.
Maybe it's not everybody else, guy. You know, do you ever take a look at yourself?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with criticizing your team, but when it comes down to it, like, oh my God, I can't believe he left he's taking the starter out. He's only thrown 83 pitches. And then all of a sudden the next time he lets the starter go to 100 pitches and he gives up 3 runs. Oh, why'd he leave him in so long? It's like, you can't win no matter what. And this isn't me just blindly defending Brandon Hyde, because I think you can pick apart some of the things. We've even talked about when you pinch hit for Holiday and Kowser. I understand the lefty-lefty matchup, but I didn't think you were lefty-righty, whatever. You were bringing in the best options, but to be fair, you know, one of them walked.
There's a book out. It's been out forever. It's not new, but it's something worth reading. I read it and it's, it's called The Courage to Be Disliked.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about just being happy and not caring what people think. You have to do that in life if you're going to have one of these jobs. And you, if you have a high-profile job, you're going to get people targeting you no matter what. I've had those jobs. I know what it's like. If you're a manager in baseball, a coach in football, it's part of the job. It doesn't matter.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Cordell Whitland is going to join us at 7:30 to talk some Ravens. But, you know, we'll start it off for you. Should we assume that Mr. Johnson is the backup quarterback, or does Emory Jones get serious consideration? Yeah, I think the backup quarterback position is relevant. I don't know if he's going to win a championship with either one of those guys. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.